Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? In the motherfucking bay. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I am your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It is Sunday, March 3rd, 2013. Very, very, very excited about tonight's program. Have a special guest tonight. X-Citizen 10 is what he goes by on Twitter. Tonight, we are going to explore the mess that is, the fiscal mess that is the state of California. Now, I'm here in California. I'm in the Bay Area. It's still the most beautiful place in the entire world. Okay? I still would rather be here than anywhere else on the planet. Okay. But reality is making it harder and harder for folks to stick around. At least if, I mean, pretty much if you don't have a six-figure income, then you're more or less living day-to-day, paycheck to paycheck, if you live in California. It's out of control. That's right. Back in the 60s and 70s, there was a seemingly endless parade of pop songs about how great life was in California. And millions of young Americans dreamed of moving to the land of sandy beaches and golden sunshine. Now all that has changed. Today millions of Californians are dreaming about leaving the state for good. The truth is that California is broke. The economy of the state is in total shambles. The official unemployment rate has been in double digits for years, and poverty is rampant. I was just down in San Jose the other day, actually, and I saw a tent city that had that was never there before. There's this big space of just vacant lots near the airport down there, and it used to just be vacant lots. Now it's a little tent city. It's insane. Anyway, for many Californians today, there are very few reasons to stay in the state, but a whole lot of reasons to leave. Falling housing prices, rising crime, budget cuts, rampant illegal immigration, horrific traffic, some of the most brutal tax rates in the nation, increasing gang violence, and the ever-present threat of wildfires, mudslides, and earthquakes. It used to be that earthquakes are what kept people afraid of coming to California, or made people afraid to live here. Now it's just the price of living. The truth is that it's easy to understand why there are now more Americans moving out of California each year than there are Americans moving into the state. California has become a complete and total disaster zone in more ways than one, and an increasing number of Californians are deciding that enough is enough, and they're getting out for good. Yes, some of you might have experienced this. I know a lot of people. We got Ghost in the house. I noticed Ghost in the building. Ghost is in Texas. He's a diehard Texan, and I kind of feel bad for him because all these Californians are flooding over to his state, they're leaving in droves to Texas. And yeah, big ups to Ghost in the chat room. Good to see you, man. I'll be waiting for you to call in and apologize for raging me on Twitter the last time we exchanged tweets. So, but at any point during the show, you want to call in, Ghost, and apologize, I'm here. And for that matter, Ghost, if you want to chime in on the subject, you'd be great to have on to talk about this too. But moving on. I'm really excited to have this guest on tonight, ex-citizen 10. I'm going to try to figure out what the fuck that means, but I mean, as far as his name goes, but he came forward and suggested this show. And I thought it was a great topic to touch on. I'm really stoked to get in on this. And if you have an opinion about the state of California, the state of California, that is, join us at 347-826-7667. We'll take a quick break and come back with my guest, ex-Citizen X, BRB.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh yeah. Shit. I couldn't do that. I need some more water. Hang on. Shit. That one kind of sucked. Oh, well. Let's get the show going here. Thank you, Dougie Duck. Let's go down the... Let's give a big ups to all our early chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. I'm talking about Anon Blue, Apache Sox, Blue Ballers, Kalo, Canadian Glenn, Chef Bonardee, Crush Zone, or I should say fucking Crush Zone, or that fucking fuck Crush Zone, City of Flint, Cyber War News, Dougie Dougie, Fermil, Ghost, what up again, Ghost, the line is open, 347-826-7667, feel free to call in and apologize for raging on me on Twitter. Putting out my Reuters article. Like it's some revelation. Yeah, there's a Reuters article out there on me. Deal with it. I've been doxxed 6 ways to Sunday. Or whatever the saying is. I've been doxxed up and down a billion times, Ghost. You should know better. It's just poor form. Anyway, moving on. Senor Gonzo, PhD in the building. What up, Gonzo? Who else do we have? A bunch of guest listeners. Johnny Panics. K-Hit. Mock Mechanism. Nootropistic? Nootropistic. I don't know what the fuck. I can't read your lead hacks or bullshit language. Ah, fuck. Well, plus one is here. Are you bored yet, plus one? Plus one, are you bored yet? Let me know when you're bored and I'll kick you again. Shady playa in the house. Soul Butter in the building. Hello, Soul Butter. Tales of Hair and Hairy Tales. Tolkis. Vert. What up, my homie Vert in the house. And Zone Ghost. Zone Ghost. Interesting. All right, moving right along. Let's welcome our special guest tonight. He is a blogger over at thetrenches.us. And he has come on here. Oh, he's also a world-renowned jiu-jitsu artist and a swimsuit model. And he's available for outcalls. Just hit me up on DM on Twitter or PM me in the chat room and I'll hook you up. He goes by Citizen. Have I already defamed somebody? I'm defaming my own guest. Jesus Christ. All right. Anyway, on Twitter he goes by X Citizen X or 10. Sorry. God, there's so many X's. Another person I refer to as X. I got X you out, I got X Knight, I got Commander X, now I got X Citizen. What's up with the X's? Anyway, let's get down to the bottom of this. Let's bring on my guest. Welcome to the show, X Citizen X. What'd it do?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great then now that you're here. It's time.
Yeah,
you can take over the show
today?
Now.
Sure, nice and cool,
yeah.
Up there, or what?
Yeah, it's great up here. You should teleport up here.
Well, I mean, I would like to, but I don't think I have a PayPal account close to you, so I got to do it close to home.
Oh, that's too bad. Now, yeah. I guess we should just get off right off the bat. Have you or have you not been paid to be teleported somewhere?
You know what? If I answer that question, I don't know if the handlers will come after me for saying that I did.
Oh, so agency.
Yeah.
So agency.
Yes.
Anyway, my bad. Welcome to the show, man. I'm glad that you reached out to me and we're excited about doing this topic. It's a great topic. It's one that's...
Yes,
that's
right. I'm glad that you actually listened to me and actually, you know, kind of wanted to voice the topic because I think it's a pretty good one, you know?
Absolutely. So let's get down to business. Are you a California native?
Not a California native, but
transplant.
I moved here
and I love it. Where are you from? Intruder, where are you from? Invader, I mean.
Well, I don't know because there's so many people that are after me and they want to dox me.
All right. All right. Personal. Okay. All right. That's going too far. Got it. Just testing the boundaries here.
But I'll tell you.
Say
no,
how long
I'm from Florida
you
originally.
Lived in California? How long have you been in California?
No, I was going to tell you. I'm from Florida originally because I don't care if anybody wants to try the dox.
West Coast transplant.
Yes, I am one of the transplants, but I love it here. It's a great place.
I tried doing the reverse thing. I tried to go to New York, and it didn't work out. I was just like, y'all can have this. I'm going back to California. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have the weather.
Dude, it's a shithole. It's a fucking... And now after that Sandy shit, it's a fucking morgue.
Yeah.
What a dump. Place is just rotten in all aspects.
I totally agree. That's why I didn't move up there.
Apple. They seriously, the kids call it the rotten apple.
It is that.
Anyway, yeah, I tried that for 2 years. Maybe the first week or 2 weeks I was there, ran into somebody there. So they're like, "Where are you from?" I said, "California." Yeah, I just moved here from California. They're like, "Are you freaking an idiot?" Everybody was trying to there.
You they were like, are you an idiot? Why don't you go back?
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing here, dude? Are you shitting me? Everybody here wants to live there.
Why would you want to live through one of our winners?
I did two of them. I said, all right, peace out. I get it. I see. I understand this. I figured it out. You know, I lived there for 2 years. It's such a big monster of a city that you almost have to live there a couple of years to really experience the whole thing. And I can only imagine how it is. I mean, you know, they had, what, 9/11 about 10 years ago, and now they have Sandy. There's, like, so much just emotional duress on that town.
I wouldn't
want
to do it.
And then you get and you want to talk about, you know, nightmare politics. That state and that city are just as gnarly as California. But I digress. California. So what do you think of California life? What do you think of California life now as opposed to when you first got here?
You know, man, I mean, I moved here like probably 1996, 97. And it was so prosperous. You know, I mean, there was so much to do. And everybody talked about their Microsoft stock and, you know, all these other things that they were involved in. And, you know, you couldn't meet somebody that would be goaded into working for a Fortune 500 company. But now, I mean, it seems like that's the only safe place to go, and there's nothing left for anybody else, you know? And this idea of prosperity, it's like, what, we were the, we were, or maybe still are, maybe the sixth best economy in the world, you know, by state, even comparing to Italy. And now what's going on with us? You know, I mean, why can't we, you know, reproduce this behavior now?
Yeah, I've seen it. In 4 decades, dating myself now, but I've seen quite a transformation in California.
It was a change for me too, and I am a transplant. So, I mean, just from, you know, the 90s to the aughties, I just can't.
It blows me away. Where there used to be like a vacant lot, or a street with just random office buildings. Now there's like these like cookie cutter condos and Starbucks and Pete's across from each other and all kinds of, you know, just little shops and boutiques and, you know, it feels like fucking Hate Street or something, you know. It's just like, what the fuck is, it's totally been commodified. It's amazing. It's like,
and what's weird is it's like we were the nation.
To fucking the biggest strip.
Yeah. And we were the nation. I mean, I think, you know, California beside itself as a nation, I mean, we were the nation of innovation, you know, like in the 60s and 70s, like you said in your blurb before that you sent to me was, you know, I mean, there was Mattel, there were Apple, there was Microsoft. I mean, there were so many things that were going on in the state, you know, California car customs, you know, the car industry itself. I mean, they still have, you know, car studios in California because they recognize California as the biggest market. So what's going on with our state that we're just losing all of that, that it's gone away, you know? Everything is going the way of the dodo.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I say California out of San Francisco. Free San Francisco from California. Secede. Oh, man. They could, too, because they're like a little peninsula.
But, I mean, you guys are a part of it, too, because, you know,
the People's Republic of California. Yeah, we have the People's Republic of San Francisco within that other republic.
Well, I mean, Vallejo went bankrupt, so, I mean.
Yeah, we had Vallejo went down. You guys had that scandal in Bell.
Like Bell,
These government employees are getting paid obscene amounts of money, and there's just no way that they keep raising taxes because they can't pay for it all.
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, it's kind of up to us, I mean, as citizens, you know, to monitor what's going on here, but we can't be there, you know, in the day in and day out. I understand that. But, you know, I mean, these unions that have, you know, kind of propped up these citizen, you know, citizen unions, basically, on the public employee side, they have nothing but time and money to go and lobby. And these politicians, they don't you know, they're not doing anything but satiating what the unions ask for because nobody else speaks up.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, there are people that are trying to speak up, but voices are easily quashed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of
a
conundrum.
What's that?
Go ahead. Well, what I was saying is I think it's kind of a conundrum because, you know, the unions that represent the employees of, you know, the public employees, they have the biggest voice because they have nothing but time to go and lobby. And they are the biggest voice to the politicians. And, you know, I mean, if you're an elected employee, what do you do? You know, it's like, do you just say, hey, you know what you're doing right now is going to bankrupt our city, or, well, let me just look at my next, you know, election process. What will get me elected next time?
Amen, brother. I think we have a caller here. You want to take calls? Are you ready for to mix it up a little bit here?
Sure.
Because I think Anon Sicko's here, and he is a transplant to California from Texas. He's doing the talk about the reverse route.
Bring the trolls on, man. Let's do it.
Well, he's not really a troll. Well, he could troll you, but he's not really. He's not really here for that. Okay. I'm going to bring him on. This is Anon Sicko. Welcome to the show. You're on with ex-Citizen 10. Oh, yeah, ex-Citizen 10. Before I bring on Sicko, sorry, Sicko. Explain your name real quick. Your handle.
It was kind of a random name, but, yeah. I mean, it had something to do with Roman numerals and, you know, the fact that we are kind of anonymous in our names, you know, in what we do in politics because we don't really matter, do we?
Who's we?
So we as a, you know, I'm saying I'm a voter, you're a voter. Yeah, we don't really seem to represent what happens in government. So that was kind of the...
Oh, yeah, I have no say whatsoever. It's speaking of Sicko, I actually wrote in the primary election, wrote in Anon Sicko for Senate.
Yeah,
true story.
Exactly.
True story. And welcome
because
to the show.
Who represents who now? Because, you know what, I haven't found one... In my, you know, one person I could say in my name that represents me. I haven't found one.
Sicko, are you one?
I'm sorry, I missed what y'all said.
Yeah, too. Go ahead, repeat it.
I was able to state the op-pen pal thing, so I was doing that real quick. I'm sorry. My internet shut out just before your show.
Did you just DDoS PayPal again? What the fuck? Did you learn?
Pen pal, bro.
Oh, you're taking down pen pal now.
Yes, I'm taking down it.
Why does Anonymous keep doing this? You guys are out of control.
Because we can.
What did you call for? What's on your mind? Topic, California. Go. What do you think?
I love it here. Like, you hit the nail on the head, man. The Bay Area is the most beautiful place I've ever seen. I mean, you have it all here. You know, you have the ocean on one side, you have mountains on the other. You know, it doesn't ever get too hot unless you go, you know, you start talking about, like, you know, the outer bay areas.
Do you ever feel like you're going to be prosperous there, that you're going to have a house on the bay, or, you know, that whatever you do, whatever you create in your lifetime Napa Valley, you know, mansion or something. I mean,
I want a house in Sebastopol. That's where I want to. That's where I want to go when I get richer.
Trust me. I mean, if my teleporter could have taken me up to a Napa, I mean, I would be there tonight. But
I want to be neighbors with Tom Waits and Les Claypool. I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Right.
No, I mean, I came to California for different reasons.
Dream. That's my dream. But the downfall of that is that Sean Penn would be my neighbor, too.
That could be a problem.
But I can deal with it. I love Tom Waits and Les Claypool Waits way more than I hate that other dude.
Hey, you know what? I mean, Hugo Chavez deserves the same breakfast that I guess everybody else does in this country.
So that was my California dream. All right, continue. Yeah.
Anyways,
now you
go ahead. I'm sorry, Sicko.
You asked if I felt like I was going to be prosperous. I came here for different reasons.
Like my reasons were politically motivated for coming to California, so that's why I'm here. If anybody
so
wants
were
to move there to get a job, unless you're coding, you know, programming or something like that, I wouldn't tell them to move here to get a job.
Oh yeah, if you're not in the tech industry, forget it.
Like don't yeah
don't. Don't even bother.
I mean, I would ask you, it's like, what were your political
either that or a service job. You're either service
country.
You're either.
Oh, I'm
you're,
sorry. This country, this state, I should say.
Well, the reason I came here as part of the Occupy movement, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was traveling the country, going to different places, and I just ended up in California and ended up in Oakland, and then fell in love with and never left. So. It definitely wasn't I'm gonna move the California decision. I just kind of came here and never left, which I'm sure that happens to a lot of people.
it kind of does. You know, I mean, I came here as an artist myself, and, you know, California employs more artists than anywhere else in the world, actually. So, you know, it is a destination for that, you know, career, I guess I should say. But, you know, I mean, on your end, right, you said your motivations were political in the beginning. But, you know, I mean, we have a great piece on the trenches right now, which is, you know, kind of bridging the gap between what would be considered, I guess, conservative / federalism versus, you know, Anon, Occupy, all this other stuff. And we kind of identify that. You know, I think a lot of people are kind of saying that we want to be more free than less free and maybe not have the party to say so. So I think that that's kind of where we're coming from. It's like, look, you know, I mean, Anon and Occupy seem to go on and on about having internet freedom, but internet freedom is, you know, I mean, if we can tie it to that, is a First Amendment right. You know, I mean, you should be able to have internet freedom. And I think that we believe that as Federalists. We believe in that idea. And we don't want you to have less freedom. We want more freedom for all of us. So, I mean, I think that what I'm saying is that, you know, these kind of stringent ideas that have been tied to California for the last, 30 years, I mean, it's gotten more restricted, not less. You know, they've kind of, I mean, let's do the math. We haven't seen as much innovation in California from the 60s to now, as we've seen, you know, from the 60s when it was that heyday.
No, I agree. You know, I agree. I believe on both sides, I mean, on the right and on the left, there's a lot of people who are just like, you know what, fuck everything that's being told, that's being said right now. There are ways we should be doing things and we're just not doing it that way. And I think if people would drop a lot of their rhetoric and swallow their egos a little bit, they'd realize that there are a lot of people who are upset about shit, and that we definitely should come to work together. You know, you write for the trenches. There's some people you know who write for the trenches. If it's the same thing I'm thinking of, I talk to quite often, and they're good people there, and at least in my knowledge, you know what I mean? And
Isn't that Coolest Reporter over there?
He's
guy.
Funny. I like him.
Yeah.
You know, me and him were pushing around that We the People pace bin, and generated a lot of conversation about that. And I kind of dropped off the last couple of days because I've been busy. But me and him are definitely going to be pushing a lot more of that shit. I don't know if you read that, X, but that's kind of where I'm coming from when
you
I
know,
say the
it
right.
To me, I mean, if I haven't read it, I will read it because I do. I mean, I honestly listen to, you know, all points of view. You know, I don't discount people's points of view. So, yeah, send it to me. If I didn't, then I will.
Let me see if I can find the trenches link, because it's on the trenches as well.
Yeah, dial that in. Dial that in on the inner tubes. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay with Anon Sicko and X-Citizen 10. I have a lot of callers in the queue, well, on the line, but no one with their hand up in the queue. So I don't know if you're new to this show. When you call in, you gotta, and if you want to join the discussion, you have to press the number one. If you press the number one on your keypad, that will put you in the queue and alert me that you want to join the conversation. If not, you can call in and just listen. Some people, because there's a little bit of a delay, some people like to call in and just listen in real time. But the way my chat room is structured or flowed, just the way it flows, it's like a show within a show. So, you know, there might be people that just want to chat and listen in real time. So it's all good. Anyway, I'm here with Exodus and 10 and Anand Sicko. We're talking about California.
Hello.
And how much we love California. I want to stay here and prosper.
We just want to be a great state again, man. I mean, what happened to us, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, and you know what? Ultimately, California ain't going anywhere. It's just the people.
No, we'll still be here. But, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's funny because, you know, I didn't take my teleporter to get up to your area, but, you know, I took a little car ride. And there's that whole, like, agricultural area between, you know, the north and the south.
Oh, yeah.
And
the
it's
valley.
Like there was some weird law that was enacted that they couldn't draw water over, you know, in order for agricultural.
Yeah, you bitches are stealing our water, by the way.
Well, you know
You're
what
welcome.
I mean? So we are. But, you know, look, I mean, these are the kind of weird things that, like, they're stifling everybody, you know?
Absolutely.
You won't find any argument here. I dropped the
Amen,
link in the
brother.
Chat. I don't know if you're in the chat, X, but I dropped it in the chat, and as well as I also tweeted it out. So you can you might be able to find it easier on my Twitter account.
Yeah, if you tweet it out, that's better because I'll be able to retweet it and, you know, kind of send it to my peeps.
And
so.
Everybody, you guys and everybody listening should tweet out the show so we can get more callers. Because there's got to be more people that are interested in this topic.
What's your Twitter account, X?
It's at XCitizen10 on Twitter. So
guys
just put the at symbol in front of X.
You guys go make out on Twitter. I'll go make out with Twitter, too. And we'll be back with some callers. We got some people finally calling in, get some nuts, and want to get in on this. 347-826-7667. Be right back, everybody.
Everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest, like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be, the state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens, lean, mean, money making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Like I'm Rob Liberace, it's all good. From Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
guys. High five.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
And we're back with X-Citizen 10 and Anon Sicko. We're talking about California and how much we love it, and we want it to prosper and continue and be able to enjoy its fruits. And speaking of fruits, we got a person on the line whose screen name or whose name is looks like Evil Twin Skippy. What's up, Evil Twin Skippy? Evil Twin Skippy, are you there?
Unmuted, Laszlo P. Quagmire, Esquire, Attorney at Law, at your service.
There he is.
There I is.
Laszlo P. Something or other.
Quagmire.
Quagmire. We are in quite a quagmire here now with Quagmire because...
Giggity.
You have to be careful, though. He's really good at impersonating the muted, unmuted voice. So,
I try.
Be careful while he's live. What's on your mind? Yeah. What did you? You're in California, are you not, Laszlo?
I was in Sacramento for quite a while, but I have moved back to Texas temporarily on my way to Seattle.
Really?
I hear a lot of that, and it's like, you know, it is. Kind of a sad state of affairs.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah. Mean, a lot of people
isn't
exodus.
Our state, like, one of the best states to live in, you know? I mean.
A lot of people exodus to Colorado and Seattle.
Yeah.
And Portland.
Legal weed.
What? Yeah, I was going to say, if I end up leaving California, I'm going to Colorado.
Yeah. Cannabis Cup. Mm-hmm. First time ever. Are the feds going to just shut it down? How's that going to work out?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's going to be nuts.
That's some ballsy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Pass that law, and they're just like, you know what? Since we passed this law, let's just test it out by hosting. Oh, I don't know, the fucking Cannabis Cup, the biggest fucking pot smoking event on the planet.
Well, I mean, you know, you do have to say it's like states' rights, dude. This is our state. This is the way we're gonna roll. That was the way the country was created.
I was looking at some of the aspects.
No, I just think that's ballsy, though. I think they're just like it's like, hey, you know. We got this thing passed. Let's just come out guns a-blazing. Let's have fucking Cannabis Cup here. I think that's badass. I think that's just some real fucking nads.
The great thing about that is, you know, they had just had a committee go through and basically lay out all the guidelines of legal pot in Colorado. And, you know, one of the things that they were certain to fight for was the ability to sell pot to like out of towners, you know what I mean, to tourists and stuff like that. Like they were adamant that was gonna be legal. So that's definitely gonna be an interesting story when all of a sudden fucking Colorado has 500,000 tourists and everybody's smoking weed.
When they become the Amsterdam of America.
Yeah, it's gonna be bigger than Amsterdam. Because everybody's, you know, in other places in Europe, you can still smoke weed. It's not really like that here in America. So everybody from America.
Well, you remember, even in the EU, it's not legal. It's tolerated.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, and it's decriminalized in a lot of places, and it's treated more like a disease and stuff like, you know.
Look on Seattle's Craigslist and see how much weed there is available just on Craigslist.
Oh, I believe it.
It's amazing. I was in Tacoma Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And 10 minutes on Craigslist, and I had a dude that was $10 a gram, much as you want. Go, go, go.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, and what was funny was, like, I sent Vince an article from the HuffPo, and it was about Vallejo going bankrupt. And, you know, the funny thing was, like, after they went bankrupt, one of the first things that the city did was, you know, give all the remaining police riot gear and basically sent them after, you know, what are they, dispensaries, you know? And that was, like, their whole way of, like, okay, we're going to get all this, you know, money back, and we're going to get ourselves out of bankruptcy by, you know, policing these people. But it didn't work, you know.
Well, the only thing that's going to work is nationwide decriminalization, legalization, and taxation.
Only thing that's really going to work for all of us is when we finally, all of us, sit down and realize we need an affordable government and one that actually works for the things that we need it for, right? Right now, I think we have a government that is working against all kinds of things that a lot of us don't even agree with, you know, and for reasons that none of us agree with, left, right, center, or whatever, you know, and I mean, that was kind of my, you know, my opus for even asking for a show like this is that, look, you know, the state of California is a social experiment. I don't think that it's exactly worked out as we all planned. I mean, we don't have Reagan's California. You know, nobody gets free education anymore. What they get is about $100,000 of debt, no matter what state university they go to. Then they enter into a state that is probably the most highly regulated of any states to do anything. And we come from a state that basically was doing everything. I mean, we're the sixth in the world, right? We stand next to, as a state, Italy, right, in terms of output. I just don't see how all of this has worked out in our benefit. That was kind of my point of view anyways.
Yeah, no doubt. Like it. Yeah.
You know, and left or right or center, I mean, we're not, you know, I mean, I don't think this is working out for any of us. You know, I mean, if you completely want to give up in the state of California, then yes, you can. And you will get some kind of something that allows you to live. I mean, not great, but you'll live. But, you know, then the middle class, it's like, you know, we're the people that kind of keep things running in this state, and it's almost become impossible for us to either find jobs, create a business, or do anything, you know?
There are some places in California that it's even hard, even if you take away the financial aspect of it, it's just hard to live because of the state of their city or the state, you know, the state of their local government, you know, like Stockton, you know, or Oakland, you know, cities like that, cities that the local governments are so out of touch and have no idea how to deal with anything that they're facing, and everything they do the wrong way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
California should have been the first state in this country that legalized weed, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If you would have asked anybody 5-10 years ago, what state will legalize weed first, everybody would have said California. All these other
mm-hmm.
states that are, you know, that are getting around to it now, the way they should be doing it, they should be able to look up and copy what California is doing. California should have done all this. California should be the richest state in this country because of the weed trade. You know,
mm-hmm.
you think about how much money is made off of alcohol and tobacco. Do you really honestly think that weed isn't going to be the same thing? You know, it's not going to create more problems like alcohol would do. You're not going to have people the people lobbying against it are going to have less ammo than health reasons, like the tobacco industry. So you're not going to have a lot of restrictions placed upon it, you know. Right now, you know, in Colorado, it's legal to own up to an ounce. You can only buy an eighth at a time. But even people buying an eighth at a time, I know people who go to the store, you know, who go and buy an eighth of weed, you know, every day, you know, two times a day. So it's like there's no reason California should be as broken as it is. The only explanation has to be irresponsible government spending. You know what I mean? Because it's not anything else.
On that, I totally agree. That is the crux of my argument, is that, you know what, had it and wasted it. It's like, you know what, you have probably some of the most creative minds in the world that come here, you know, just for the idea of a little prosperity, a little house on the hill, and the government crushes them under this idea.
They come to California based on what California was 40 or 50 years ago. The government should be able to capitalize on that. You know what I mean? Like, you are still getting people who want to come to California because it's California. There's no logical reason on why California should be having the issues it has, aside from the fact that they elected Arnold Schwarzenegger to run the freaking government. You know, like, that kind of sums it up. And nothing against Arnold, you know what I mean? I really don't know what kind of job he did as a governor or whatever. But when you start when you're so hard up for good politicians that you vote in Arnold Schwarzenegger,
an actor like Ronald Reagan,
it sums up, you know, the state of your local politics pretty well, and it sucks because, like you said, man, some of the most creative bright minds in the world are here in California, some of the best people. You know, I've met so many wonderful people in my time here in California. I've seen so many amazing things and amazing opportunities. Why can't these governments capitalize on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I personally believe that it's, you know, and this is why one of the reasons why I was on the, you know, join the trenches and kind of believe it. And we do have an article on kind of like healing the masses, which is, you know, we've, as a state, maybe as a country, have stopped talking to each other, you know, like liberals, conservatives, whatever. We kind of think like whatever the motive is on each side is evil, and we kind of go into it without actually examining, you know, if there is a net benefit to it, you know. And I would say even, you know, for the government employees that are, you know, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, but only at the benefit of the fact that they have a union bargaining for them. And the union doesn't give a shit whether they're Republican or Democrat, right? The union only cares about furthering their, you know, payments and making sure that everybody on the government side gets what they deserve. But as a, you know, kind of as a state, you know, we kind of like abhor each other. We don't talk. And that was why, you know, we kind of wrote this article on the trenches that's like, look, Anonymous, you know, Occupy, everybody,
yeah,
you know, kind of let's get together here. I mean, we're not talking the different, you know, we're not talking about differences here. I think we all kind of want the same things, but I don't think that we're getting a news outlet that tells us that we want our freedoms back. You know what I mean?
You know, if you drew up a Venn diagram of what the left feels and what the right feels, and mind you, I'm not necessarily talking about the left and the right, that politicians. I'm talking about the actual people. You know, you go out and talk to you'll have areas on both that don't overlap, but in the middle that both circles overlap on, it's going to be it's pretty big, and it's bigger than a lot of people realize. You know, I was talking to a conservative the other day, because, you know, like I said, that's kind of been what I've been trying to do. And in my Twitter avatar, I have a Palestinian flag in it. So, you know, one of the biggest, what I felt was going to be one of the biggest obstacles, you know, in trying to reach out to some of these people who aren't necessarily 100%, you know, in line with how I think, was the fact, you know, was Israel versus Palestine and, you know, and all that. And I didn't even get a chance to bring it up. He started bringing it up, but he didn't even talk about it from a Israel needs to leave Palestine alone. He's like, well, I feel we shouldn't be – there's just no reason we should be giving Israel all this money. And from my point – you know, and if you look at it from my point of view, as long as the United States quits giving Israel the money, Israel's going to have a lot harder time doing what they're doing. So I don't really care why he wants it to stop. The fact that he wants it to stop and I want it to stop – you know, that's enough for me. We all really do agree on a lot of shit. You know, we all see the encroaching surveillance and police state. You know, Big Brother's really getting out of hand.
Well, I mean, look at Dorner, dude. I mean, they had drones were actually looking for Dorner and Big Bear, you know? I mean, if anybody was worried about the encroaching government stuff,
yeah.
I mean, there it was, like, right on display.
I agree, man. It's like, you know, everybody believes that the government's overstepping its bounds when curtailing basic rights that are afforded us and what should be this country's most treasured document, the Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. And you can go down the list, and just the Bill of Rights, fuck all the other amendments for right now. You can go down the, you know, the list of the 10 First Amendments, you know, mm-hmm. in the Constitution. And every single one of them, you can point out examples of the government encroaching upon that right, you know, freedom of religion.
Jesus Christ, are we already getting into Palestine and shit? What the hell? Do
no.
we take a break?
I don't think this was the Palestine issue. I think he was actually
I heard Palestine,
on
and I
right.
just like, ugh.
No, we're not going to.
Different topic, different
me.
Show, bro.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually talking about Palestine. I was actually talking about our government. And so we're actually involved in. Yeah, yeah. It just happened to be an example, you know, of something conservatives and the left, because I won't call myself a liberal, but the conservatives and the left can agree on is that money should stop going to Israel for whatever reason. There's so many different reasons. I don't believe that a foreign country should have the type of influence over our national politics. But yet the state of Israel has quite a big pull when it comes to, you know, what kind of states though they get in our politics. You know, you have AIPAC, and, you know, you have all these, you know, different Jewish PACs and, you know, and groups and lobby groups and special interest groups and stuff like that. And a lot of the, like, libertarians I talk to are like, yeah, no, fuck that. There's absolutely no reason why those people should get that say so in our, you know, in our country. So that's
yeah,
all
I mean, not to create a huge tangent, but I mean, I do agree in this sense. We're the United States of America. We have our own best interests in mind, and we should always be conscious of those best interests. And it is up to every citizen to kind of understand, okay, what do these best interests entail? Now, you know, as for the state of California, it's like, look, I mean, we make, you know, what, 1/6 of the nation's economy? I mean, we are basically a power to behold, but I don't understand why at, you know, every waking moment I, you know, kind of get up and then see, oh, wow, you know, California and the red, you know? I mean, what is it about this state that was, you know, I mean, as Vince put it in the past, that was, you know, the state of yore. Everybody wanted to be here, you know? You wanted to put a little flower in your hair and, you know, go up to San Francisco and dance around naked. There's nothing about this
which I'm
state.
Doing right now. I have
yes.
I
well,
have,
well, Vince is always naked, from what
I
hear.
Street naked. You know, I have a show. I don't know if you're really familiar with me, but I have my staple show. It's Friday night, Free Ball Friday.
Mm. Free Ball Friday. All right,
that's
there you go. Well, that could be Vince naked or Vince in a pair of boxers. You never know.
Oh, my God. I'm about to have 3,333 followers. If I get one more follower, I will have 3,333. I definitely need a screen cap of that. That's
but, I mean, not to discount, you know, your caller. I'm sorry, I forget his handle on Twitter, but he does kind of bring up a lot of really great points.
Are you talking
about that, you know, it is kind of an interweb that it's like, look, you know, we can't – how do we, you know, as a state divorce ourselves from some of these things that we don't agree with, but as a nation, you know, I mean, how do we do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it would require everybody sitting down and talking. You know what I mean? It would require it. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but in order for that to happen, people have to learn how to talk to each other. You have to quit.
And that's kind of our point on the trenches. Is that, you know what? We did put out a post. It's like, look, we got to heal this rift. It's like, you know, liberals, conservatives, everybody in between, you know what? I mean, it's not enough to, like, block everybody on Twitter that you don't agree with or not
which
like
I
the
do.
Guy that...
relentlessly. Huh? I pre-block people.
Well,
this
yeah.
Just,
I mean, Vince, you get an offensive amount of trolls. So, you know, I mean,
yeah.
With your Twitter fame, I can understand. But, I mean, you know, people that
yeah.
generally
I'm
talk to you but have political opinions.
It's...
Hmm?
Never mind. I just, if I get one more follower, I'll have 3,333 followers.
Don't ruin that, because I mean, nice, that would be suicide.
But now people are following me. Now it's going down. See, that's the mentality of my show. Now Twitter's over capacity.
But I mean, I think your caller, you know, I mean, is right. It's like, look, we at some point as a nation, you know, we got to sit down and talk. You know, like, what are we going to be? You know, do we follow the Constitution? Do we not?
I'm getting distracted by the chat room. Godzo PhD, I did not. I fall into the category of what Weave says. He says he denies the Holocaust happened, but hopes it happens again.
Who said that?
So that's my take. And this Vince Gozzi bullshit. I don't know what the hell they're doing. You guys, especially X. I think you've already adapted, but just don't get distracted by my chat room. It's
I knew what it was when I called in. So I'm not worried.
I can't blame somebody like Stranahan, not to name names, but being just completely repulsed by that chat room. And Stranahan's a pornographer, you know, and he was turned off by my chat room. That's how bad it is. Anyway, shouts out to Stranny. Anyhoot, moving right along, we're already in the second hour. We got to take a break, and I want to bring on another panelist. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, we have our friend, the friendliest dinosaur on the internet. That's right, the T-Rex, you know as Shmoop, will be here momentarily. And so I dedicate this song to him. We'll be right back. If you want to join the conversation, 347-826-7667, BRB.
Cherry Brown, IRS files and never frown. Soon I will be Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, me.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 800, insegnare un bel posto.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
That is correct, and like a silly Negro, I had myself muted, unmuted. Big ups to Laszlo for coming through. Very good to have him back coming through. He didn't do his little trick, though, which was interesting, but it was great for him to have him on and have him contributing. Once again, my special guest tonight is Ex-Citizen 10. So Ex-Citizen 10, we finished an hour of talk radio, so to speak. How are you feeling about right about now?
I feel pretty good. I've done radio before, so it's no big deal. But, you know, it is always great to have met you over the airwaves, not in Twitter. So,
yeah, wait till you meet me in real life. Ask Sicko. I would
teleport up there, but nobody gave me a PayPal account in time. So
I know. Hey,
yeah, well, though to be fair, PayPal can fuck off. So you need to find a different account that you're able to get teleported through.
WePay, isn't everybody doing WePay? Isn't that it?
But I want to give a
or
little
do a Kickstarter.
Shout out
do a Kickstarter.
Actually,
make,
like,
it, make it, yeah, make it like it's huh? like it's charity. Do a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it! I have 334 followers
Sicko
now.
For
I missed
actually
it.
Tweeting my account. So, thank you, sir.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was much appreciated.
No problem. You seem like a pretty good dude. Like I said, foolish reporter. I feel comfortable saying that, you know, I'm a really good friend with foolish reporter, and I don't say that with just everybody online. You know, he's good people.
Oh no, he's a good dude, man. I sometimes play zombies with him, so yeah, it's all good.
All right, hey, not to cut up the zombie chit chatter. We have T-Rex that is waiting to join the panel. I'm talking about Shmoop. Welcome, Shmoop.
Okay.
What's going on?
Hey, Shmoop.
How you doing, brother?
Welcome to the show. You're on with Ex Citizen 10 in an on sicko. What's going on tonight, bro?
Not much. Just kicking back, listening to the show. Heard everybody was on. You were on. Anon Sick was on. And this guy, Ex-Citizen 10. Actually, how's it going? What was it that you did again?
I'm sorry?
What was it that Ex-Citizen 10 did again? I'm sorry. I was trying to follow along. Some sort of like political.
He's talking about California. The topic tonight is California.
How do we get back to prosperity here?
Yeah, how do we get back? Have you ever been to California, Shmoop?
Yeah, I've been to California.
What's your impression of it?
Well, I mean, just the only places I've been to really is Huntington Beach, because just basically for out with friends and everything. So, I mean, I haven't really much, you know. So, I've been out to the beach. That's it.
You know, I've never been, $5 million, you probably couldn't afford a piece of property there. But, okay. All right.
I've never seen anything like Oakland, or I've never seen any. I mean, I'd love to go see the people in Oakland. I'd love to go see, you know, the people out there that I know in California, you know, because they know Anon Sickles out there. A few of the people out there that I'd love to go see and hang out with, you know, maybe have a beer with. But, you know, I haven't been, you know, in California long enough to, know about how it really was. Because I live in a completely different state from you guys. But with how it sounds fucking brutal, dude.
Well, I was going to ask you, Vince. I mean, because you live up there in the Bay, and it's like, Jesus, man. I mean, how I can't even. I would love to live up there, but how do you do it? You know, it's got to be brutal up there. You know, you got to make like just to have an apartment.
It's such a beautiful place. See, that's the thing, man. I think you're of a different mentality in that there's this whole generation of kids that are like the generation that don't really give a fuck about owning anything because they figure they're pretty much, even if they work their ass off, they'll barely afford to own it something
and
they own it
when
their parents rent it. I mean, what the fuck? You know, I've seen relatives die and what happens to their leftovers and their property. You know, I know what goes down. It's like, just go for it. All right. You know, I don't appreciate people Twittering me like Russell League Radio saying Israel needs to keep Palestine in check. We pay to come. And they're linking me. You're on non-news. What the fuck is that kind of instigating bullshit, dude? What? People tag me on the weirdest
How did California turn into Israel and Palestine?
How did we get there? How did we get there? Oh my! It is in some ways, yes, we are in some ways.
You took my phone call, Vince. That's how that happened.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't you, man. Don't blame yourself. It's just stupidity.
It wasn't.
This is the troll hour.
Fine.
But anyways, I mean, honestly, Vince, I mean, dude, you live up in the Bay, and it's like, I mean, I've got friends up there, and it's like, it just seems so hard, man. You know, it's like, you could be making like $200,000 a year and living in an apartment up there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Forget it. If you're not making six digits, you're like living paycheck to paycheck. That's how it is.
Yeah, and I went up to Napa, and it was like, you know, I was like, wow. You know, I mean, there's like stupendous wealth or there's nothing. You know what I mean? There doesn't seem to be much of an in-between.
Yeah, no, it's like that in New York State, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it's like, and I actually, I was going to send you a link that said that San Francisco is actually now more expensive than New York.
I believe it. Yeah, I've lived in both. They're both expensive as fuck. Although cigarettes were cheaper here.
I heard the Bay Area is like a war zone too, you know, Oakland in general.
But the
after living in Brooklyn for 2 years, now transplanting back to the Bay, I kind of think of Oakland as like the Brooklyn of the Bay Area.
Yeah, Oakland's getting expensive now, and it's like you've got like there's this whole rift where like
up and coming,
nobody wants to go over the bridge,
up and coming,
you know. That just seems kind of odd to me, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird to me because, you know, I'm from Southern California. So, you know, when I go up north and I, you know, partake in your the splendor that is Northern California, which it is, I mean, it's beautiful up there. It's just kind of hard for me to realize. It's like, wow, you know, I mean, I couldn't afford a fucking shoebox up in that place, you know?
Vince, by the way, he said he's not going to call in.
Who's not going to call in?
He whose name we shall not say.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Twitter. Yeah. I got excited there for a second, folks. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, but he whose name we shall not say tweeted at me saying, he was like, I'm tempted. He said something like he was tempted to call in. And
Any of those kooks on the radio show. I mean, I think we talked about this before. This is not about them, okay?
Yeah.
If they want to make it about them, let's not do it, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
But I like Ronald.
I think Ronald is misunderstood, to be honest. But you're right, yeah. If he could give some input on the topic of California, that'd be interesting. But I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it to the topic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we don't need.
But I don't know. You guys already veered off into Palestine. I don't know what's happening. So they might as well go anywhere.
I think you're mistaken. What was being said? I wasn't talking about Palestine.
I think he was just kind of bringing it up as a point. Like, this is one point that we might agree upon if put out in the right context. I don't think it was like we should do it this way or that way, or it should be like Israel or Palestine. You know, and that's kind of like the thing that, you know, maybe Anon Sicko, I don't know, but what we're talking about is like, look, this is the kind of discussion that the left and the right should have, but, you know, it's like it's so fearful because everybody's got a side. You know, and it's like the very fear that you will bring this thing up is like, oh, my God, you know, you brought up Israel-Palestine. It's so crazy now. It's like, no, I mean, look, you know, left, right, center, we all have an opinion about it, but we should be able to talk about it, you know, and not just pick sides and not talk to the other team, you know.
Exactly, you know. And
why is there teams? Why can't we be all just be sovereign individuals?
You know what? That's why I called into your show.
I'm not any team. I'm a rogue. I'm a warlock. I belong to. I would never join a club that would have me as a member.
Gold team rules, bitch.
Forget it, man. No commune shit. No.
And again, Vince,
Forget it, dude.
Yeah. And again, that's why we put that Trenches post out. We wanted to kind of extend an olive branch and say, you know what? I mean, American politics, we're not going anywhere by spinning our wheels, picking sides, and never, ever engaging the other. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It goes nowhere.
One side alone won't be able to change shit. And the
Absolutely
simple fact
not.
Of the matter is that your everyday person, your average person, doesn't get a say-so in the way the politics are run at any level in this fucking country, whether it's city, state, or national politics. Nobody gets a say-so. You don't. If you're not paying hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in lobbying, you don't. Your voice doesn't get heard. You know, a perfect example of that.
Yeah, exactly. And on the topic of this show, it's like the state of California. The mess we're in is because state unions lobbied politicians on the behalf of the state union employees, not on the behalf of the California taxpayers. And then they got these situations created that's where we're here now, you know? And I think everybody can agree this is ridiculous. You know, I don't think anybody wants this degree of police control under these, you know, salaries. I don't think anybody ever said that this is what I want, you know, but that's what happened, and it happened because we don't, you know, individually we think we don't have a voice, but I think we all need to speak up now. We all need to get involved and be more involved in things like this.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Things cannot continue the way they're going. If things continue the way we're going, then, you know, and I don't mean to sound cliche or whatever, but you'll definitely start to see scenarios, you know, play out that really shit starts looking like 1984 or, you know, and all that shit, you know, I'm not trying to sound cliche and everybody says, oh, it's 1984 and, well, you know, it's not that bad yet. But if we continue along this line, then we'll get there. And from your most staunch right wing, you know, conservative, to your most staunch occupier liberal or whatever, nobody wants militarized police rolling down the streets, you know, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to monitor, say, a protest, as opposed to being able to spend that hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars to spend that on my city and to fix potholes and you know, and
education,
and
streets. I mean, come on, you know, I mean, seriously, right? Spend it on the city.
I just think that there needs to be a second 9/11. That would be great.
What?
I can kind of see what you're saying, because it would kind of expose that they're spending all of this money and it didn't do shit.
Well, I actually mean, you know, because that would be pretty hilarious. I mean, just like
said that. Hold on. I didn't realize who said that.
Oh, okay. well, you see, that's the thing, because, like, more planes flying through buildings equals more money, you know, like, for the people, because then people will have to stop going to that building and spending all their money on that building, you know what I'm saying? Kind of makes sense.
All right, this is the troll hour.
It's not troll hour. It makes sense.
Well, Shmoop is technically a troll, so it's inherent in his system if something like that feels like
no,
that.
Yeah, I don't count it whatsoever. But I mean,
I have chat room, Marshall. I just wanted to make the chat room aware that I'm going to relinquish chat room martial law. While you guys were talking, I instituted chat room martial law. I shut down the chat room completely. It was really disgusting. There was a lot of hate. I want more love. So I've been making
Did
love.
Did you get like some of the kooks?
Hating black
people
wasn't okay.
So I've been making love to
niggers.
Soul Butter in the chat room with all of them watching.
Hey, you know what? Chat Butter.
Big ups to Shadow DXS is in the chat room. Wow, we should do a chat room reset. We're at the second hour. Well, we have 45 minutes to go. Wow. Or not even that, 35 minutes. I can't do math.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sicko, Apache Sox, Blue Ballers, Bunk X, Kahlo, Canadian Glenn, Chef Bone RD, City of Flint, Fur Mill, Ghost. Ghost, still waiting for your call, Ghost. Your on-air apology. Appreciate it. We got 35 minutes for you to call in. Give me an on-air apology. Gonzo PhD, a bunch of guests, listeners, thank you so much for calling.
Gonzo's a good guy.
Lurkers, all these guest lurkers.
Bunk is actually a good guy, but I don't know. I don't know what
he's
going to play
room.
He
tries really hard. He BTRs really hard in the chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes he's the reason.
Well,
why.
I know him. He's a good guy.
He is.
I think maybe he's a little confused about what side he's on, but yeah.
He's the kind of guy who I'd fuck up the ass and, you know, clean him up out.
Oh, wow. I would never say that, but okay.
Hang on. I got to finish the roll call here. I like Internet's mock mechanism, Melinda, longtime listener, Melinda in the house. She's already asleep. Don't wake her, but she's a beautiful young lady and a devoted listener of the program for many years. Melissa 13 in the house. Shouts out. She's a California resident. I can verify that. Thank you, Melissa, for tuning in.
Gorgeous. I can verify that as well.
Okay. We have that verified. No, you got to author Twitter.
I can also verify that she's a jerk, too.
If Shadow DXS was here, he would say, dude, no, you got to off through Twitter, bro.
Off
right now, or I'm going to boot you. TikTok. All right, where did I leave off? Nick Knack. What's up, Nick Knack? Haven't heard Nick Knack calling in a while. Not drop sticks or something or other. I don't know, some elite hacks are bullshit. I can't even fucking read it. Norwak in the house. Norwak Zero showing up in the chat room. Big ups to you. Plus one in the building. Hello. I thought she was in India. What the fuck? Why won't she go away?
Have the internet in India, bro.
Well, I can vouch for I can vouch for Gonzo. I mean, I know he made fun of Lee's teeth, but you know, he's a pretty cool guy too.
I would just like to state that Indians are not people.
Well, Here
Wait,
we go. This is Troll Hour. Hour is nine.
No, no, no. The first hour. Jesus Christ! Yeah, you're right. It is, but you know, this is what Rod, he whose name we shall not say, calls a troll cast. But yeah, dude, it's essentially the.
Is this the same guy that was like, if you call somebody that's Jewish or Jimmy or a Jew or something, like, he's like, oh wow, this is offensive, and I'm calling the HLU on you.
No, that's Subasco.
No, he challenged Wrestle League, yeah.
And then we wrestled his jimmies, and we sent the Holocaust to his house.
Not a second. You know what? I got to wrestle some jimmies right now from the state of California to Ghost. Ghost in the chat room, he's asleep. He hasn't said one word through the whole show.
But he's here?
And all the people that bailed out on California didn't have the nads. This goes out to you, Ghost. I'm expecting your call right now.
Fuck you,
okay, on for it.
Fuck you, Lone Star Bear. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fucking Longhorn Stick. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever drawed a breath. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Plum's Head. I work my fingers.
Etc. Ghost, call me.
This Ghost's favorite song.
Yeah, that he used to get his biggest troll whatever, all these kids would just bombard him with soundboards, but the one he hated the most was this one right here.
Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bears.
Immediately would cut them off. God damn
it! I love that song. Niceness.
Whatever. But now Ghost is just a ghost in my chat room.
Hmm.
I remember when we used to hang out, though, and make sweet love together.
He's not a nigger. You know, there's nothing worse than being a
Jesus
nigger.
Christ. I miss you,
yes, this is the Troll Hour. Here
Man,
is the Troll
stupid
Hour.
Stupid San Francisco, 1978, Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
What are you
that
talking about?
Ghost.
It's not Troll Hour. I'm actually being serious because
yeah,
there's nothing wrong.
You know, the thing is, to be honest, X, Schmoop, when he calls in as himself, he's actually plays it straight, to be honest.
He plays it straight? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, it's when he turns into other characters that it gets kind
what?
Of dicey.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly. See, it gets dicey.
No.
Okay. Great. Yeah, there's also, not only do I have a dinosaur that calls into my show, I also have an owl that calls into my show. And
hey,
that,
look, man, I mean, as long as we're not talking
really
about
cute,
teleporters and
she
like,
sounds really cute. I wish
temporary restraining orders, I'm cool with all this.
Yeah, I wish I had a teleporter to L.A. It would be useful.
Well, I had mine up there, but you know what? I couldn't get a PayPal account going.
If anybody asks you, we'll all chip in. Because, I mean, how many people can they teleport at once?
Well, I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, it's one.
Never mind. Sorry. That's Bill and Ted reference. That's stupid. All right. We're going to take more calls. I have how to go. I have X, who's been a very fantastic guest. We've been chopping it up about California. I got Anon Sick.
Yeah.
I got Schmoop. And we got other callers. Let's see who these people are. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. California, what do you think about it?
Yeah, this is Shadow, man. What's up?
Oh, shit. Hey,
man,
Shadow.
I don't believe this is Shadow. Can you off on Twitter?
Yeah, exactly. If this is Shadow, you got to off via Twitter right now, bro. So you go back on hold. Back on hold. Back on hold till you off via Twitter, bro. All right. Let's see. caller, you're on hold. Who's this? Caller. That's totally you. Hello. Who's that?
No,
Vince.
Hello.
Vince.
Yes. Hi.
Plus one. It's my last night in America. I'm naked in my bedroom and I'm listening to your radio show.
Oh, really? Are the lights on?
Sounds sexy.
The lights are off. The laptop is glowing.
Oh, really?
So you are serenading California to bed tonight, or what are you doing? What country are you going to?
Well, mainly I've been engaged in a discussion on Twitter about how a young girl can take a tampon soaked in vodka and can insert it into the mucous membrane, which is the pussy, and can get completely trashed off of this.
Oh, wow.
And Twitter doesn't believe me.
Oh, keep going.
But
yeah.
It's true, and I was actually...
Okay.
Let me finish. It's a two-minute story. And I went to the doctor.
Oh, I'm going to finish before that.
I went to my doctor, and I said, Doctor, we want to soak tampons in vodka.
Oh.
We want to shove them up our young pussies. And the doctor said, it's not good for you, but it won't kill you. And then we did it. We soaked it. We shoved it up. And then we climbed trees in the park. And we threw joints up in the trees during the break.
Yeah.
It was a little cool.
What?
And this is when I peaked at a, you know.
All right. I think we need to take a break. Wow. This is getting out of hand.
What?
I should be screening these calls. This is terrible radio. I apologize.
No, I knew that was going to be control.
California love. We're not making... Yeah. We're not, it doesn't mean we're going to make love. It means the topic is our love of California. Okay, plus one, have you ever been to California? And if you have, what's your experience been?
Yeah, I've been there. I've been to the lower parts and the upper parts.
It's all about...
I'm talking like geographically low or geographically
Northern and Southern California. So you've been to the Bay?
I've been all over. I don't like friendly. You know, I like either East Coast people who are like, fuck you, or West Coast. Or Midwest people who will bend over backwards to show you like where they need to go. Right, they just bend right over. But then West Coast people, it's all this phony, friendly.
What?
They won't give you directions. And for me, it's all about directions.
Totally give you directions.
Yo, let me tell you something about
if
us.
If you jump on my lap, I will give you directions.
Let me tell you something about we're so nice to people. We offer you hospitality, and we just don't like the niggas from the West Coast. You know, because...
Mm-hmm.
They do niggas dirty. They don't love the people like us East Coast people do. East Coast.
Basically, I came on here to say that fuck the West Coast. I want to take a tampon soaked in vodka. I want to shove it up my snatch, and I want to take it back to the East Coast.
Wow,
winning.
Where we can party.
There you go. That's your show, folks. Thanks for coming out. Peace out, everybody. It's been fun. All right, I'm good. Did you guys finish?
Yeah.
That's great.
That was good for me.
That was good.
All right, okay, wait. Before we shut it down, let's take one more call. Shadow, you're here. What's up? Did he verify? Did he verify Twitter? Did we check?
I did.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Damn it.
No, man, I'm just sitting here playing with this new Ubuntu Touch developer preview.
I see no verification on Twitter.
Motherfucker, look at your mentions on Twitter.
Okay.
Are you
taking a piss on my goddamn show again? This guy takes every show he calls into, whether it's my show or that got off on.
He's flushing a toilet on the air.
What? Okay. He's getting 2 minutes. 2 minutes for peeing on my show. 2 minutes. He doesn't know any better. He's a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is. I think we lost Sicko. Oh well, Sicko, thanks for coming out. It was great having you. We got 23 minutes to go. Well, we're going to take one more quick little break, brickety break here, and then come back and wrap things up here with my compadres. I want to again thank ex-Citizen 10.
I will stay here, my friend.
Yeah, do you want to plug, like, your Twitter or your blog or whatever?
You know what? I don't need to plug Twitter. I mean, all of my friends on the trenches, Brooks Bain, Bradley S. Rees on Twitter, Foolish Reporter, thetrenches.us. I mean, hey, look, guys, just visit the sites. You know, we don't need anything more than that. But I thank you for having me on, and I will stay for the last of it.
All right, cool. Well, we're gonna finish it off here in a second. We're also gonna get a report from Shady Playa. He is my Shady Playa. What's your title again, dude?
I'm the Minister of BTR Late Night Relations.
Holy shit! Okay, I better stay on for that.
Yeah, he's gonna give us a report after the break. So. Stick around. It's California, and especially if you're a lady, ladies, if you want to join us here, we don't want to, like.
Can you hear these voices? Come on, these are two sexy voices.
We don't want to do a train on plus one.
Yeah,
we don't want to do a train on plus one on the air. So
don't you?
Or we could do that in the green room right now. Yeah, let's do that, shall we?
Let's do that.
Okay. Well, while we're doing that, check out this song, folks. We'll be right back. The number is 347-826-7667. We'll be right back after these messages from Snoop Dogg and Katy Perry.
So this all came about in Tiny Chat when I was telling Danny about how in middle school we would soak tampons in vodka and shove them in and get wasted, but you couldn't smell it on our breath.
Look at here, baby. I'm on.
all up on you, cause you represent California.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay, everybody. That's what I'm talking about. Just stop hating in the Bay. Stop hating in the state of California, the People's Republic of California, which we are celebrating tonight and our love, therefore, of it. And big ups to people in the chat room talking about vitamin B12 for energy. Okay. Yeah, sometimes when people Google VITB, they get vitamin B. Like I find when I search on Twitter for VITB, half of the tweets are my show and half of the tweets are, I don't know, some Twitter account pimping some supplements or some shit. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I'll tell you what matters is we got 15 minutes to go. We got an open phone line, 347-826-7667. I got my special guest tonight, X-Citizen 10 of thetrenches.us.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Great just to hang out tonight here. I also have a non-sicko in the building.
Hi, how you doing, Vince?
I'm doing fantastical. And before I bring everybody else on, we have to do get an update from Shady Playa. So here we go. Shady Playa, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Nothing much, Vince. The only foreign relations news I got to report is that Goofy Bone is butthurt.
About what?
At, well, you, apparently, because when you entered his show, he threw a bitch fit.
He threw a bitch fit because I called his show?
Yep.
That's on you.
Jealous that his show sucks, and yours is better.
Hey, Schmoop, have you heard Goofy Bone's show?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. I thought Russell League said that they were going to stop trolling my show and start trolling Goofy Bone show. Just for FYI, he's up.
Well, the thing is about that is that Goofy Bone is too pussy. He doesn't want to come into boxing with me. I told Goofy Bone come into boxing with me. Come on, and he won't do it. So we're not going to give him that opportunity that we're going to reach.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be
pussy trolls.
He doesn't want to be in WrestleMania. WrestleMania, by the way?
Well, we haven't had it yet. And
exactly.
How's
it going? Are you ready?
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. We're doing good so far. Also, to that person who just called us pussy troll, I'm actually not a troll. I'm actually a very upstanding American citizen. I would prefer that you call me James Russellton, please.
Oh, okay. James Russellton, a.k.a. Pussy Troll?
No. My name is James Russellton.
James Russellton, a.k.a. Pussy Troll?
Yes.
James
Russellton.
You got it.
in my shirt. I had.
Jews are not people.
I now have 3,334. I missed the screen cap. Sorry, I gotta boot one of you people. Oh, who is going to be booted? God, there's so many. You know who it's gonna be? Wait, there's an egg account. That's I don't even know what that is. Wrassle League? No. Sorry, no.
Hey, set your accounts to private, man. That way you can see
who you can actually add. I am blocking
Wrassle League. No one cares.
No one cares.
I actually agree with the caller on that. No one cares.
If you hadn't noticed already, Ghost is in the chat room.
He was one of the first people in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He just lurks. He's just listening. I told him.
I'm just saying, if you haven't noticed already, Ghost is in the chat room.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We have plus.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I have a lot of haters that actually.
Oh, I have the worst voice. I swear.
I have the worst voice.
At least one female representing.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Oh.
Especially on your last night in the States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of exact.
Well, let me ask you this, Vin. Did anybody of all of my haters call in tonight? Did me or any of those?
No. You're,
any of the kooks or anybody call in?
Nobody has called in. Other than
who would have called in, bro?
I have to mention that I Has Candy is on the line and he's lurking.
David Michael Hine. How's it going, David?
Thank you, Shmoop. I'd appreciate it if you tried not to throw out people's information like that.
All I said was his name. That's not a dox. That's his name.
I call him I Has Candy, all right?
I call him David Michael Hine because that's his real, full birth name.
But I Has Candy is more reflective of his intellectual level.
What intellectual level? What are you talking about?
When you say his
I
real
have
name,
to say that I Has Candy this evening did not believe me that you can soak a tampon in vodka, insert it, and get wasted because he's a man and he doesn't understand the way a pussy works.
He also apparently he also
well, you know what? You would be true in that. I mean, you'll be the only actual witness to that.
Can you do that with acid, sir?
Apparently, he also owns Spyco. Apparently, he found Spyco's DOS, which is, you know, publicly available to everybody by doing a simple Hulu search on his website.
I don't
but
even know
yeah,
what
was he truly the guy that actually outed
that's bullshit.
The Cuban girl
Spyco
guy.
Was
what
out
was
of
his name?
No!
Spyco was out of town for 3 days. That's all that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That guy didn't do shit to KY not in his studio. That was all fucking Stranahan.
Oh, KY, that was,
Yeah, that was Stranahan who did everything, dude.
Yeah, but Stranahan didn't do shit. I mean...
Shit.
Where is Spyco?
He's busy deleting his publicly available information that I Has Candy, a.k.a. David Michael Hine, found through a simple Hulu search.
Hey, is it true that he was working for Rachel Maddow?
For who?
Rachel Maddow. Exactly. Thank you. No. Rachel Maddow. Do you see Rachel Maddow?
But guys, honestly, I mean, isn't this like just the stupid bullshit that we talk
it's
about?
It's total bullshit.
But what's funny is that
kind of looks like what my timeline is when Spyco's around. He will hit me up with like literally like 30 sock accounts at the same time.
Spyco is the voice of the next generation.
Totally destroy my timeline. Just completely obliterate.
Well, I mean, my point of being on the show is like trying to broach a topic that I think that we could all kind of agree with. But
sure.
All right, dude.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And you know what? We only have 8 minutes left. We should wind things down here. Let's see. Citizen 10, while we still have a few minutes left, are there any parting thoughts that you want to put out there on the state of California and where you think it can go?
Well, I mean, I think that I would agree with more freedom, not less. I don't know if anybody else agrees with that, but I definitely think that if we all agree, having more freedom to do what you want to do is probably what gave us the prosperity in the state that we had. You know, looking at Mattel, looking at, you know, GM, everybody that, you know, kind of came over here and just planted down and made roots. I also agree that we're not so far apart. I think conservatives and liberals, you know, when it comes down to rights, we actually agree on a lot of things, but I think that we've been held so far apart that we just don't get the chance to talk to each other about it. And I think that we actually agree on all of that. And The Trenches does a good article on it. I would read The Trenches, just look at it, you know. I mean, even in casual passing, just take a look. And other than that, you know, I mean, California is a great state to be in. And I think anybody with pride, you know, anybody that lives here, that loves this state, you know, take a little bit of time, you know, invest in this state because you love it, I love it, and I think we all want to be here, you know. Those would be my parting words.
Amen, brother. Amen. That was beautiful. Wow. I really appreciate you calling in, man, and putting up with the nonsense at the end.
I know the show. It's a great show. I enjoyed the trolling. It's just fun, man.
I like to mix a little bit of sugar with the urine, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Are you military? Ex-military?
No, I was never military, but my grandfather was military, so he told me.
Law enforcement? Law enforcement? Are you law enforcement?
I have a lot of family in law enforcement, but they told me to stay out of it because it would jade you. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the civil discourse you brought to my show tonight. It's kind of rare nowadays, and I'm glad you champed it out. I think you're a great sport, and you're welcome back anytime. And oh my God, I got tweeted during the show from He Whose Name We Shall Not Say.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I wanted the show to be about us and our state.
Oh, it's totally about us. Yeah, it's totally about us, and it was for the most part. It's only got derailed at the end here. But you know what? You're lucky. Seriously, you're lucky. This was a very tame show, and it could have been worse. You could have had the fake He Whose Name We Shall Not Say show up, and that would have been not so great. And just thank the Lord Almighty that didn't happen.
But we want those people to just go away. You know what? I mean, I think we're talking about greater things here. And those people, like, in their issues and what they're talking about, it's like, I'm so tired of it. And I think you are. And I think even Brooke said, this is what you're tired about. Just brush them off to the side. It's like, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, you and I going on the show, it's a great conversation. I don't know your politics per se, but we had a great conversation. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's what I aim for. I hope it was entertaining for you, and I hope it was entertaining
Dude, I love this. And have me on anytime you want to.
All right, cool, man. Thanks for coming out, bro. That's X-Citizen 10, everybody. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to wrap things up here. Get quick final thoughts from the rest of our panelists. Let's go with final thoughts. Shady Playa.
Hey, Vince, you really need to do something about this fail troll infestation. It's ruining your show.
It's kind of part of the show.
Kind of
ended the show in some ways.
Oh.
I don't know what to do. Well, we'll talk about it. You just worry about foreign relations, all right?
Got it.
All right, dude. Peace out. Okay. Sicko, final thoughts.
Shout out to all the PayPal 14.
No, shout out. No shout outs. We do what?
Big ups to all the PayPal 14. I got to shake a lot of their hands. Mercedes, Vincent, Kershaw, Josh Covelli. I got to shake a lot of their hands. Unfortunately, I mean, it's one of those things where they're not allowed to talk to Anons, but I can show up as a regular person and as myself and introduce myself, and nobody knows I'm an Anon when I'm not behind my camera or behind my computer, you know, so it's just gay.
It's totally gay. Thanks for calling in, dude, as per usual. Let's see. Who the hell is this? We have a new caller here. Really quick, caller. Who are you?
Hey.
Oh,
Black
hey.
Girl.
It's who?
What's up, girl?
Oh, hey. What's going on?
I am enjoying life today. I don't know about you, but I'm really enjoying it. And a couple glasses of wine, and it's all good.
I agree. Appreciate the call. Bathtub girl, everybody. Speaking of ladies, plus one, any final thoughts before we sign off here?
I'd like to say that if there's a man out there, a man who you love, a man who is being persecuted by the state for no reason, a man who is facing charges along the lines of what Aaron Schwartz faced, you should support him by sending him naked pictures. All right? There's only a few more days before Weave or Rabbites, R-A-B-I-T-E on Twitter, is going to be sentenced. And I believe that he deserves the highest quality naked pictures from the bitches of California.
Oh, yeah.
Please support him. Support
about.
His jail fantasies.
Absolutely. Totally.
That's what we call jail support.
Oh, yeah, baby. Bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and paste anything you want in the chat room. Paste it all.
You can tweet them directly to
me. Oh, I'm
going to
tweet? Yeah, I'm definitely going to be tweeting. Definitely got to be tweeting.
You can
okay.
DM. He'll send you his email.
Okay.
You can send him the dirtiest, sexiest pictures you have.
Oh, yeah.
Then he'll know what you look like. And then it's imperative that you write to him while he is in prison. Every single week, you send him the sexiest letters that you can muster up. This is imperative for all of our political prisoners. They don't just need...
Couldn't agree more. Shmoop, quickly, final thoughts.
Rich, I think you need to do something about that fucking foreign relations guy. I don't know. He always needs to whine a lot.
Okay, appreciate the call. As per usual, Shmoop, everybody. Thanks for coming out. I love you all, and we'll make love to all of you very soon. Again, thank you to my guest tonight, who was, what was his name? Ex-Citizen 10. On Twitter, and I'm Vincent the Bay on Twitter. Peace out, everybody. Until next time, I'll see you on the internet. We'll be right back.
thank you very nice.